Thankful for the words that have been said tonight. I surely don't deserve to be here, but I'm thankful for it. Thankful for the calling tonight. Might do a little bit of reading here tonight. Some try to take it slow tonight. My heart's racing, my mind's racing, and ask you to pray for me tonight. It's a big calling, and I was really humbled that the church asked me to be involved in this revival. And I don't hold any power tonight. I don't see myself above anybody else tonight. I just desire to hear from the Lord. Amen. And that's all I've come to do tonight. I love Brother Brian, and I feel like he feels the same way. I don't want you to come to hear us tonight, but to hear the Lord. We're going to do a little bit of reading over here in the 85th Psalm, and we'll get to that in a minute. It's probably the biggest crowd I've ever preached to. It's a little intimidating. But I've been trying to study here the last couple weeks, ever since I knew we'd be in revival, and feel like the devil's just been on my back. One thing after another, I've had a couple incidents at work, and not worth mentioning, but I just feel like the devil's been on my back, and I've tried to study and tried to pray, and I got to the point where I was praying, Lord, just keep me sober-minded, just keep my thoughts and my heart on you. All these days coming up to this revival, and even past revival, I just pray that you would just keep my heart and my mind and my eyes set on you. And I caught myself about every 30 minutes saying that. Because these bodies are so sinful. We just tend to start to veer off. We start thinking about other things, these worldly things and things that are of sin. And I began to trouble my heart and had the thought, I really need God. We really need God, church. And I began to do this, work on this study, hear me in the Lord. And I got to the environment I work at. I work at an airport, and there's a bunch of conveyors running. It's real loud, and it's great sometimes, because I'll get over there and I'll start preaching to myself. And I don't know if I've ever been able to preach past 30 minutes, but there's times over there, Brother Derek, that I get to preach for an hour and a half to myself. And me and the Lord has had some of the best times I've ever had. And right there beside that x-ray machine, and I just began to pray about this week and the different churches that would be involved. And like I said, I hope you didn't come to hear me tonight. I'll surely butcher this, but I just desire to hear the Lord tonight. And that's all I'm here to try to be a mouthpiece. That's all I want to be tonight, church. And like I said, we're going to do some reading out of the 85th Psalm here. And we'll get to that in just a minute. It feels like the Lord don't want us to read that yet. Anyway, I got to study on this, and I got my tail busted a little bit in the last couple of weeks, and I got to begin to pray and ask God to show me what He'd have me to preach on, and what He began to show me to preach on, and I wasn't happy with. I'll just be quite honest, I didn't want to start preaching on Him. God, I'm not a very experienced preacher. I don't feel like I should be preaching this, maybe one of the older ones was. And you know what? He revealed to me, and He said, who's going to take their place? Who's going to take their place when they pass on from this life? And I began to trouble me, and I began to come back to God too and say, but I just don't think I'm the right one. I'm not very boisterous for the most part. I'm not very very outgoing. I'm usually pretty quiet. And you know what? He began to trouble my heart again. And I said, well, God, I don't know what to preach. I just don't want to offend anybody. And He said, son, my word is offensive. And if you're going to preach for me, you're going to have to step on some toes. And I had to fall down on my face, church. And I'm not proud to announce this, but I had to get down on my knees and my face touching the floor and pray out, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm such a sinner. I'm sorry. A man of yours that I still still fall short. But I'm thankful tonight that His hand is not short, Brother Craig. I'm thankful tonight that no matter how many times I mess up, He pulls me back up and says, go preach my word, son. Go preach it. Oh, I'm so unworthy tonight. The thought on my heart tonight is revival. I don't usually title a message or a sermon or however you want to word it. I'm not that sophisticated, I guess you could say. But He started to put this on my heart. And church, we're getting to a point where we're getting comfortable. We're getting to a point, church, where we're comfortable coming in the doors and sitting and want to hear a couple songs and we want to hear a preacher get up, but nothing too. Don't be stepping on my toes. I don't want to hear that. I want you to preach good. You can preach to the lost. That's fine, but I don't want you preaching to me. I don't want to move from my seat, Brother Rich. I'm comfortable right here. I can hear the preacher just fine. I don't want him preaching at me. I'm not doing anything wrong. It's not me. Church, it's you. It's you. We've got lost coming in this church. Sunday after Sunday, they walk out in the same condition they walked in. And church, I'm not talking about just faith. I'm talking about all our churches. God help us. God help us. I still feel like I'm not going to do this justice tonight. Please pray, church. Please pray. Church, it's time for revival. And I don't mean meeting for a couple meetings in the week. I don't mean just to come out and support the church. I appreciate the ones that have. I'm not knocking that at all. But church, what revival means tonight. The church is what brings revival, Brother Derek. God brings revival, Brother Derek. Daniel didn't bring it. This brother here didn't. But that's all we've tried to do is try to be a mouthpiece. But I'm thankful today that he can send revival. I'm expecting great things from this revival, not because I'm preaching it. I don't care if I just have to be a lay member over here on this side. I don't want to be part of this. Any of you that know me, I'm not. Somebody that wants to be in the spotlight. Why he would call somebody like me, I don't know. But I'm thankful today that he did. I'm thankful today to be a child of his. And that should put a fuel under us more than anything today. That he saved us from hell. That we should want to serve him today. It's not easy, is it, church? It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be convenient. It's not convenient to serve God. Let me tell you, I was taking a good nap before I came here. I'd rather be napping. The carnal side of me. Spiritually, there's no other place I'd rather be. I'd love to be preaching God's Word tonight. Church, it's going to take leaving our cell phones out in the car. It's going to take us falling on our knees. It's going to take us losing some sleep at night, having burdens for lost ones. It's not good enough just to show up to church. Church, it's not good enough. We're getting lazy, church. God's not going to be pleased with that. And you can chase me after I get done out of the church with pitchforks. That's all right. I feel like God what put this on my message, and I did not want to preach this. I can be honest with you. I'd rather preach to the lost or preach about heaven. Those are great things to preach about. But tonight, it's like he's drilled me all week. This is what you're preaching. This is what you're preaching. God, I don't want to. I don't want to. Remind me of my little boy. When I tell him to do something, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Well, you're going to. I'm thankful that he puts it in our heart. We've got free will. But we know if we know what's good for us, we'll follow him. We'll do what he'd have us to do. We're going to read a little bit of scripture here. I think I'm finally going to get to it. Psalm 85. We're just going to read one verse out of this book. Verse 6. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people will rejoice in thee. Church, today we can be revived. We can rejoice knowing that Jesus is our King, that we're a child of the King. Church, but what's it going to take for us to get in that position? It's going to take us with a broken heart to get and to cry out in front of God and fall on our knees and cry and God and ask God to bless this revival to see lost saved. You know what? I'm excited for this revival. I felt like God told me I was going to be preaching this long before the church even told me. So when we brought it up in business meeting, I was almost ready to jump for joy. Scared, but ready to jump for joy. I'm thankful that I got this opportunity. But you know what? I don't want you to think of it as me. I don't want you to think that, oh, Daniel's this is going to be a good one because he's going to be preaching it. Or you might think the opposite. I don't know. But that's not the point today, church. The point is that the man that God called to preach this revival, to preach the revival and preach it with all of his heart, that it would have his way. I don't want to preach anything. I don't want to preach any of Daniel's opinions because we could sit here and argue all day on who's right and who's wrong. I don't have a desire today to preach in my opinion, Brother Derek. I have my desire tonight to preach God's Word, and that's what I'll try to do. Church, it's going to take work on our end. It's going to take work on our end. We always talk about these old time revivals of a preacher getting up and there not being a seat in a house. And I'm thankful tonight for this crowd. I am. I truly am. But let's get back to that old time. You know what's changed? It's not God. It's not God, church. It's us. It's us. You want to see a good revival? You want to see people saved? Well, then I'll say, get down on your knees and cry out to God. Get yourself into a place where you can just call on Him. He's just a whisper away. We need to move up, church. We think this bench, I think, sometimes is for lost people. Well, we'll just keep this clean for the lost people. No, it's not just for the lost people. How are the lost people going to know to get to it if the saved ones don't use it either? Is that right, church? I don't see a lot of amen in. Church, it's gonna cost us something. You know what? I hope I wake up every night in the middle of the night with just something in my heart that I have to get out of my bed and crawl next to my bed and start praying. I do. You know what the difference is between now and then? In the old time revivals, how people were concerned for the lost. People prayed for the lost. We weren't sitting here in church on Facebook or sending messages. That's another thing, church. Put the phone away. This ain't no place for it. Well, preacher, that's kind of mean. Gospel's offensive. This book's offensive. I found out this week, I tell you. I wasn't proud to admit that, but that's just the reality of it, church. Everything preached out of this is not roses and lilacs. I have no greater desire tonight, church, than to see lost souls saved. Than to see people announce a call to preach. To see people move up. To see people rejoicing. And I don't mean faking it. I don't mean working up the Spirit. I mean truly feeling the presence of the Lord. We've got away from that, church. We're steered away from it. I'm not interested in hearing songs this week that aren't of the Lord. I'm not interested in hearing preaching that's not of the Lord. I'm not interested in anything anybody has to say this week if it's not of the Lord.
Amen.
I desire to hear from heaven this week. Whether it's me or whether it's somebody else. I don't want you to think I'm selfish. I'm not talking about me. If any of you preachers have anything tonight, this week, at any time, if you singers have something this week, tonight, if you have a testimony today or this week, stand up if the Lord's in it. If the Lord's in it, just let Him have His way, church. Let the Lord have His way. That's the only thing I know to say tonight, church. I've got one more place of Scripture to read here. I'm about wrapped up. You want to turn over with us to Isaiah, book of Isaiah, chapter 57. We're just going to read two verses here. We'll start at verse 14 here, verse 14 and 15. And shall say, cast ye up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling blocks out of the way of my people. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and revive the heart of the contrite ones. Church, don't be a stumbling block this week. Don't be that reason that lost aren't saved because you won't stand up and do what God would have you to do, whatever that is. Church, I want to be in that high and holy place it's talking about. I just want to leave a little while this week. I don't mean physically the building. I mean my soul and my heart. I want to feel revived this week. Whoever may do the preaching or whoever may do the singing, I want to feel that this week. I'm excited to feel to be in this revival. I want to feel that. I don't want this to be a dud, so to speak. I don't want the church to meet here just to have service. I don't want to meet here. I love y'all, but I don't want to meet just to see you. I want to see Jesus. I hope I didn't butcher that up too much tonight. I just desire to get back to the old time way, church. I desire to see lost souls saved. We limit God so much on, even if one person saved, well, you know, we could probably take it easy the rest of the revival, can't we? We don't have to work as hard. I got to work in the morning. Don't have that attitude, church. Don't have that attitude. What happened to revivals of people, of 11, 12 people being saved or more? You think they gave up after the second night, third night? I'm not satisfied with one being saved. I want everybody to be saved, Brother Rich. Amen. I desire to see everybody saved. That song we sing sometimes, we'll work till Jesus comes. Church, let's do that. Let's not just sing it. Let's put that into action. I'm excited this week.